Publishers Clearinghouse settles deceptive business practice charges.
The winner could be you.
A commission calls a foul on college sports.
Colleges must regain control of athletics, the panel warns.
The tail has been allowed to wag the dog.
I'm Barry Bagnato.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Commercials for Publishers Clearinghouse say you could be a winner. And you could be if you live in one of the states that demanded a change in the company's marketing practices. They want a settlement, as CBS News correspondent Cynthia Bowers explains.
Publishers Clearinghouse agreed today to pay $34 million to 26 states who had held out on a lawsuit that had been settled by 24 other states. What these states wanted were promises from Publishers Clearinghouse that they would not make any false, deceptive, or misleading statements, that they would make more clear to entrants that they don't have to buy anything to win.
Publishers Clearinghouse mailings can no longer use the phrase guaranteed winner. Now this.
Somebody's loving that chicken.
How do you do it?
Well, you just take a holiday like this, add chicken, and one little secret.
Baby, I thought we had no secrets.
It's KC Masterpiece Barbecue Sauce. With a secret recipe so thick and rich, makes regular barbecue sauces taste, well, just ordinary.
So it's that secret recipe in KC Masterpiece makes everything taste so good?
And you're king of the coals.
Ooh, you're making me hungry.
KC Masterpiece, the secret is the sauce.
Ooh, that sauce, baby.
Flavor!
Let the buyer beware. Somebody really smart wrote that over 500 years ago, and it's still good advice today. Heck, last year, 20 million cars were in major accidents, and half of them wound up back on the road. Maybe the cream puff you're looking at. My advice, get a vehicle history report from Carfax.com. They'll give you the real history of any used car. Visit CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax report. Don't buy a used car without Carfax.
College sports come in for some harsh criticism from the Knight Foundation Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics, which calls for sweeping reforms. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has the story.
What's more important, the games or graduation? The commission complains only 48% of top-level college football players get their diplomas. The rate's even worse for basketball teams.
34%. Some didn't graduate any basketball players.
Notre Dame President Emeritus Theodore Hesburgh.
We're not in the entertainment business, nor are we a minor league for professional sports.
Declaring that colleges must regain control of their sports programs, the panel recommends banning teams that don't graduate at least half their players from conference championships and national playoffs, fairer sharing of huge TV revenues, prohibiting athletes from wearing corporate logos, and creating a coalition of college presidents to pursue reforms. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
The so-called Patient's Bill of Rights is taking shape on Capitol Hill. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports on today's action.
Supporters of the bill beat back a key amendment that would have given employers total immunity from lawsuits. To do otherwise, argued Republican Senator Jim Bunning, would scare employers away from offering health insurance at all.
And the reason they would stop it can be summed up in one word: lawsuits.
But Senator Edward Kennedy, co-sponsor of the bill, along with Republican John McCain, said most employers would have nothing to worry about.
As long as the employer does not become involved in individual cases, it is immunized from suit.
Republican leaders in the House got into the act, proposing what they call a compromise bill, but it's one that gives very limited rights to sue an HMO. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A jury in Tampa took just 2 hours to convict 74-year-old George Trofimov of espionage. Born in Germany to Russian parents, Trofimov went to work for the U.S. Army and in the late 60s started selling military secrets to Moscow. A former KGB officer testified that Trofimov was considered one of the Soviet Union's top spies. He faces life in prison. President Bush has yet to meet with Yasser Arafat, but today he hosted Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon for a second time. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
Despite sporadic attacks on Israel, the president praised Sharon's restraint and offered an optimistic assessment of the Mideast situation.
We're gaining by inches, I recognize. Progress is in inches, not in miles, but nevertheless, an inch is better than nothing.
But Sharon says he won't be rushed into the next phase of the ceasefire. He's demanding 10 days free of violence and then at least 6 weeks of a cooling-off period. Secretary of State Powell now heads to the Middle East in an effort to keep the ceasefire in place in the hope it could eventually lead to the resumption of peace talks. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Coming out of the White House, Sharon said his meeting with Mr. Bush was very good and very friendly. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Ever since I retired, I watch every dollar. This year, it was those higher energy bills that caught me off guard. Some people don't think these rising energy costs are such a big deal, but it's harder when you live on a fixed income. My bills were so large, I thought they must be mistakes.
A mistake has been made, but it's not the one you think. The mistake is telling Americans they must choose between affordable energy and protecting the environment. The fact is that with new technologies, electricity from coal is getting cleaner every day. And electricity from coal, on average, is about half the cost of power generated from other fuels. That makes energy more affordable for millions of American families and businesses. Essential, affordable, and increasingly clean. Electricity from coal must play a vital role in our energy future. To learn more, visit balancedenergy.org.
Paid for by Americans for Balanced Energy Choices.
8 weeks after the car crash that severely damaged her liver, supermodel Nikki Taylor left an Atlanta hospital today. She'll continue her recovery at a rehabilitation center. Reporter Mark Steinis of Entertainment Tonight says Taylor's made a very slow comeback.
She has been limited as far as being able to communicate with those close to her. Taylor did scribble on a piece of paper the word drink, and her first spoken word not long ago was Coke. So she is being able to communicate and showing signs of recovery.
Nikki Taylor is 26. Actor Carol O'Connor's funeral was held today. CBS News correspondent David Dow was there.
Nearly 1,000 filed into the Catholic Church, including the famous actor and longtime O'Connor friend Martin Sheen, read from Scripture.
If I have no love, my speech is no more than a noisy gong.
And some of O'Connor's family from All in the Family was there, including Sally Struthers.
I feel the big hole in my heart, you know. And I know that people all over the world will be missing him, too, because he gave them so many years to laugh.
It all ended with a string rendition of Danny Boy, a tribute to O'Connor's Irish roots. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
So, you can't get anything clean in your house, and you've spent a fortune on this soap and that soap and dish soap and laundry soap and the soap your mom uses and the soap that comes in the pretty box and the soap that comes in the ugly box, and I hate to have to tell you this, but it's not your soap. It's your water. Get a Culligan water softener, and everything from your dishes to your shower door will sparkle. Culligan water softeners. Soft water cleans harder.
Find out about the quality of your family's water. Go to Culligan.com or call 1-800-Culligan now, and your local Culligan man will perform a complimentary in-home water analysis. Just say, hey, Culligan man. Offer expires 7/10/2001.
How much would you pay for news and information that could help you get ahead in business, invest smarter, increase your income, and lower your taxes? How about 38 cents a day? You can get 8 weeks free delivery of the Wall Street Journal for only 38 cents a day, a 50% savings off the regular rate. This limited time offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. only. Call 800-535-7300. That's 800-535-7300 for the Wall Street Journal.
The Dow lost another 31 points today. It closed at 10,472. The NASDAQ up 13 points to 2,064. At a farm exhibit in northwest England, they're trying to decide what to call a cross between a Shetland pony and a zebra. A Shetland pony acquired from a local circus has given birth to a brown foal with stripes all over its body. At the circus, the pony and a zebra were held in the same pen to keep each other company. Apparently they did, and their togetherness produced a Shebra, or is it a Zony? That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.